You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here in the Dog Bone Berea. Got your phone calls coming in right now, 216-578-0850. We've got Mark in Brook Park with us. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Nathan?
How you doing, man?
I'm well. I'm just putting a third coat on a door. I have some interior work while it's cold, so that's
nice, good.
Wonderful.
That's strong to go three coats.
Well, not, you know, man, that's in our story. real quick on Deflategate. I don't know if you guys see it, but there's a reason that lie detection tests are not admissible in court. And I think Bill Belichick is one of those reasons. I think he can just lie straight to you. You wouldn't know any difference, and you'd believe him. And he's so, you know, the way he runs his team, it's so cold and calculated. And he, all he wants to do is win. And I really believe that he had something to do with it.
He's a flatliner, you know, is what you're kind of saying. And I believe that. But the one thing that I know Bill Belichick does for a fact, having, you know, former teammates of mine in San Diego move on to play, whether it be a year or two, in New England with Bill Belichick, is he is a different person behind closed doors. He does not allow the media to create any type of perception on what type of coach he is, and he wants to give them only what Bill, and those guys that hit the podium, only wants to give the media exactly what Bill approves of them to receive. So he has, again, ultimate control.
And I thought yesterday, I think people that are criticizing him just had a preconceived notion that they don't like him. I really thought that he came across very earnest and very truthful. And if he wanted to be the usual deflect, he wouldn't have answered. He wouldn't have made the statement he made. I think, again, that this comes down on Brady, not Belichick.
And again, it should be noted that the balls used by the Patriots were underinflated in the first half, properly inflated in the second half, and remained that way. And that's actually when they really started to put the hurt on them, 21 points in the third quarter there. Let's go to our guy Reggie in Youngstown right now, talking about, of course, Deflategate.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up, Reg?
Good. No, nothing too much. I just wanted to say quickly, I think that's, to me, it's a lot of BS, man, with as far as this thing going with the, with the Patriots and Tom Brady, because I'm a Tom Brady fan anyway. And I just think it's a lot of BS, man. I think that you got a lot of haters out here, and they just have to find things. Jackson was a cat, man. He started this whole mess, because I don't believe nothing in general, man. What's wrong with those balls and stuff of that nature right here. And one more thing I want to put in, guys, you all let me know, about this here, far as Brian Hoyer, I'm hoping, guys, may not like me saying it, but I said it before, I'm hoping he doesn't come back to play for the Browns now. What have you guys heard? I'm going to listen what you guys got to say. I don't want him to come back. Thanks.
And Reg, hold on, Reg. Are you with us?
Nah, he's gone.
Reg, you still there? Because he was the biggest Hoyer supporter there is. And
yes,
now he doesn't want him.
Yes,
now he doesn't want to come back. Guys, ladies and gentlemen,
we have a meeting of the minds going on outside right now.
Kevin Jones will make an appearance on today's show.
Kevin Jones?
He has been, his bye week is over. It won't be hump day with KJ, but Kevin Jones has penned the three most popular articles on ClevelandBrowns.com this week. He's been blowing up. His prowess is undeniable. And so we're
and a meeting of the minds consists
of
Kevin Griffin.
And Kevin Jones.
Marketing director and Kevin Jones. So the man that held him back.
Special K.
Is now also the man that is
letting
him free.
That's right. You only know you love him when you let him go.
That's right.
And that's what has happened with Kevin Jones.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
He was talking about, obviously, bringing Brian Hoyer back. I just think you need the answer at quarterback.
Correct.
You need to bring somebody in who could be the answer, not another stopgap. Now, if Johnny Manziel looks like he is the answer and you're bringing Brian Hoyer back to be a backup, that's fine. Otherwise, I don't think that's necessarily the direction that you go. Kid, what do you think?
I think that you gotta cut ties with him. You know, he can be a good backup somewhere else, but there's just too much external noise here. You got to give Johnny the keys to the car at the beginning and bring in a different veteran to take over.
But what if Johnny doesn't do what he's supposed to do off the field in the offseason? You can't just necessarily give him the keys to the car.
Well, then you got to have a different veteran. I just think the mix of Hoyer, he needs to go somewhere else.
Would you rather take a shot on like a Ryan Mallett?
Yes.
I agree. And for me personally, and it's nothing against Brian, but I think that the Brian being from Cleveland and him getting the benefit of the doubt for that reason, that ship has sailed. You know, let him go make probably more money somewhere else and get that shot to succeed or potentially fall on his face, which is why a lot of people, you know, want him out of here. And give Johnny's here under contract, as Ray Farmer made it very clear at the end of the season. One's under the contract, one's not. We have to do what is best for this organization. And that is a guy that can lead us for the next 3 to 5 years, which is what I believe is what we're building to become the most dominant, you know, defense and team in the AFC North that can win consistently and give these fans here in Cleveland exactly what they want.
You're right. Kevin Jones in the studio now. He's not supposed to be with us till 2:30, but he's here now and he's got an opinion. Kevin Jones.
I want Brian Hoyer back. You know why? What did the Seahawks do? They built their team, and they had a stopgap quarterback before they had the answer. Let's continue.
Who
to
was
make
their
it.
Stopgap quarterback?
It doesn't matter. Let's keep this guy in.
They have one.
But you said they had one. Let's not. Who was their stopgap
Matt
quarterback?
Matt Hasselbeck?
Seneca Wallace, whatever. I like Hoyer because, listen. This is why I want Hoyer back. He plays well when the offensive line plays well and the defense plays well, and I think those two will play well, and he'll limit the mistakes, and he can win 8-9 games next year. I would rather do that than take the risk with Johnny or Connor Shaw and have them win 5.
But does the risk of looking at this past year's schedule, and he succeeded against bad football teams when the defense played well and we ran the football.
I want Brian Hoyer back because he's also going to go to Buffalo and lead them to the playoffs next year because he's going to be surrounded by
and they have the best defense in the league. That's not hard.
Exactly. So I think this defense can raise its ability, bulk up the D-line. They're going to be an even better defense next year. Alex Mack is back. This team was 6-2 when all that was clicking, or 6-3 when all that was clicking. So keep Brian Hoyer. I like that there's some reports out there the Browns are thinking of extending this guy. I think that's how you win more games next year. I don't care about.
Are you interested in winning more next year or building a franchise that wins long term?
Winning more next year, right now.
That's why you can't be in the front office. You got to balance.
That's why you're off the microphone. Get out of here.
Right. Kevin Jones, you're out. Half hour timeout. You can come back in a half hour. That's it. Back at 2:30. That's silly comments. I'm not saying Johnny Manziel is the answer.
I'm not either.
But what I do believe is that there are other options out there at a better age point that you could try to bring in, or a better, if you're saying we're only focused on this year, hopefully there's a better veteran that you can be there.
There is a better QB, you know, for at or around the same price that we could bring in right now that can win now and win over the next 3 to 5 years.
We will see what happens there. When we return, the Friday forecast with the kid, brought to you by Selective Insurance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ian O'Connor from ESPN New York, still to come at 2:15.